Thank you, guys. Appreciate that. Good morning, church family. We are in a series called Life Reflections, a renewed vision for the fruit of the Spirit. And as we discussed last week with joy, Christ-centered peace is not based on mere feelings or our circumstances. And as we just heard from Courtney in this drama presentation, the manifestation of peace is connected to being in relationship with God and with our neighbors. And so when relationships are complete and respect is intact, one can sleep peacefully with no regrets because matters of the heart are reconciled. However, when our fear of the evil in this world holds us as prisoner, when our relationships with God is in disarray and or our relationships with others are suffering, that's when our soul feels the weight of anxiety, of stress, chaos, and confusion. And so I just want to spend the next few moments asking you to do some reflection. Reflection of your own heart and soul. And so what is it that is currently causing anxiety and fear and confusion in your life? Certainly we all worry at times about our safety and in light of all the evil violence that surrounds us in this world. We get anxious about terrorist attacks, border control, hate crimes, reckless drivers, and inappropriate actions in public, just to name a few. But we also get anxious about relationships. We get anxious about things like, is my husband upset with me? Did I do something to upset my good friend, my coworker, my boss, my neighbor, my mom, my dad, my sibling? And if you did, and you're aware of it, then there's anxiety attached to how can I reconcile this? How can I make that right? But today, perhaps you're worried about your financial state. Maybe you've lost your job recently, or maybe you're searching for a new one. Perhaps you're in debt and you can't find a way out. But others of us are in hiding. You're hiding this morning. And whatever that secret sin is that you're hiding, it takes so much effort and energy to keep it hidden. And it's causing large amounts of stress in your life. You're fearful that you're going to be found out and the consequences are going to be too much to bear. And then there's others of us this morning that are confused about God. We have a warped view of who he is, and therefore we blame him. We attach blame on the Heavenly Father for things that have gone wrong in our lives. And there's so many other things that we could talk about this morning, but whatever the root cause of your anxiety, fear, or confusions are today, you can be sure of this. Our enemy, the devil, is going to leverage all of that worry. He's going to leverage all of that fear and all of that confusion to keep your heart and your mind in turmoil. Our enemy knows that once you choose Jesus, that you will find peace. And so he's going to do everything within his power to keep that from happening. And once we do choose Jesus, we find peace and we are released from the bondage of anxiety and fear and confusion. But for whatever reason, it seems so difficult to choose peace. So in these next few moments, I just want you to breathe deep breaths. And to know that God is here. He is here. Be still. Surrender all. And listen. And find peace.
Be still, my soul. The Lord is on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Leave to thy God to order and provide in every change. He faithful will remain. Be still, my soul, thy best, thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways leads to a joyful end. Oh, be still, my soul, the waves and winds still know his voice who ruled them while he dwelt below.
So, Father, we are still before you. We are still and we are doing our very best. Father, we need your help to truly surrender our anxieties to you. We ask for your peace, O God. We ask this morning, and we trust that we will find your peace as we seek your Son, Jesus. In his name, amen. A biblical definition of peace is not just the subtraction of anxieties, but it's also the addition of Jesus and his ways into our lives. Wherever Christ is present more and more, you will find peace. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7 will be our main text this morning. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. Where? In Christ Jesus. And so you and I can be free from anxiety when we daily choose peace with God, peace with others, and peace with ourselves. Several years ago, I can remember coming home from work, knowing that there was some tension, there was something wrong between Tara and myself. I knew that I had been overcommitted at work as my schedule was just completely overloaded. I'd been unwilling to admit it. And so when she said, you know, after we get the kids to bed, we need to talk. My gut just immediately, you know the feeling, just immediately started going into knots, wondering what would be said. All the time knowing what needed to be said. There were tears shed, but the truth was spoken that evening, and I was thankful for that, and I agreed to make needed adjustments. And once that reconciliation of heart was made, if you've ever been there, you know what happened, right? Once that reconciliation of heart was made, the weight was lifted. The anxiety was gone, and all I can tell you is I felt better. I felt lighter. Is it any surprise that as we walk humbly with God and humbly with one another, that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Isn't that the promise that he made to us, if we will follow him? And so in our relationships, the Apostle Paul encourages us to choose peace whenever it is possible. In Romans 12, he says, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. But here's the deal. We are all sinners in need of Jesus. And guess what? Everyone we're in relationship with are sinners and in need of Jesus. And so peace will evade us at times because it won't always be everyone's number one choice, even our own. But even still, Paul calls us as Jesus people to do all that we can to live in peace, but to realize that even when others won't allow it, when we won't allow it, as soon as we're ready to choose peace, it is available to us because God is always available and ready to help in every situation. So let these verses from Scripture reassure you that we serve a great and powerful God that is making all things right as we surrender to his will. Proverbs 16:7, when the Lord takes pleasure in anyone's way, he causes their enemies to make peace with them. From Psalm 29, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. And then Jesus reassures us through this promise from John 14. But the Counselor, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. And I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. And so if Jesus is the answer, and he is, then what difference does his peace make in our lives? What real difference does his peace make in our lives? There are several things we could say this morning, but I want to give you a few. Here's the first one. The peace of Christ brings an end to our soul's search for security. One of the things I like to do when I come into connection with new Christians is I like to ask about their lives prior to that salvation moment. I hear a lot of stories and consistent themes inside those stories, but one thing I always seem to hear is something that happens immediately after their baptism. I often hear things like, I just felt this calm come over me. I just felt a certain kind of peace come over me. I don't know if that was your experience in your baptism, but I often hear that in people's stories. And while that is a feeling, I would argue that it is also a spiritual sensation of the literal deposit of the Holy Spirit of God into our hearts. And as a part of God coming into our lives, we receive his peace into our souls. And this is no flippant, figurative statement, but a literal transformation of the heart. And here's what I want you to hear this morning. The presence of divine peace comes into our lives and changes a warring soul. And it makes all the difference in the world. But oftentimes those things that we surrender, much like we tried to do together this morning as we got started, we try to surrender those things at the foot of the cross, but then day by day we try to take them back. We try to reclaim them. You ever been there? Well, what am I supposed to do with all this free time? I used to worry about all those things. And so we try to take them back and begin to worry and get anxious about those things again. Instead of daily choosing peace, we decide to get intertwined with the cares of the world. We begin once again to worry and to be anxious about everything. Maybe that anxiousness is connected to the search for security through relationships or material possessions or career paths or whatever. And at the end of the day, what's left is anxiousness and fear and a physical body that is worn slick. just worn out. I have never heard anyone at the end of their life say, man, I wish I could have spent more time at the office. I've never heard anyone at the end of their lives say, man, I really missed out. I should have bought a few more things so that I could take them with me. Listen, I have never, ever seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul. Not once. Not one time. We can't take it with us. And yet, we waste so much time pursuing security in all the wrong things. True security, authentic peace, is only found in Jesus Christ. He's all that matters. Here's the second thing I would say is the peace of Christ brings a proper response to a hurting world. If Jesus is the answer, then we possess the answer within us. If he is the Prince of Peace, then we hold him in our hearts. And this empowers us to speak peace into volatile situations, promote peace in the midst of madness, and to carry peace into confusion. Have you ever seen a mother enter a room and their newborn or their fairly new child is just going crazy, but the mother comes into the room and she speaks, and that child calms down? There's a peace that just comes over them. As Christ followers, as Jesus people, we should carry that kind of peace into volatile situations. We are empowered by the Spirit of God to usher in the peace of Christ into any situation that we find ourselves in. Just a few weeks ago, things got a little heated at a Pee Wee Little League game. Now, that might sound like the beginning of a silly illustration, but if you've ever been to a competitive peewee baseball game, you know this gets pretty serious pretty quick. One of the boys cranked the ball way, when I say way, I mean way over the fence. That's a pretty big feat for a six-year-old. The problem was that the bat he was using was illegal. It was a big-barreled bat, which is unsafe for the kids and against the rules. And so we had one dad that was a part of my team completely lose his temper, treated the umpire poorly, and was asked to leave. But in contrast, one of my assistant coaches immediately recognized the illegal bat, came over to me, and wisely said, why don't we just talk to the other coaches and the umpire after the game? We'll figure something out. So that's what we did. We were able to move on. Cooler heads prevailed. That conversation was handled with great care and wisdom, and a responsible agreement was made for moving forward. Later that afternoon, we received an email from the Pee Wee commissioner that said this: I sincerely appreciate the highest degree of character our coaches displayed on the field on Saturday. We must always remember that we are setting an example for our kids. And I would add, church, that we, the body of Christ, Christians, are always, now carry that word with you today, we are always being a reflection of God to the world as Jesus people. The question is, are we being a peaceful reflection of God, or are we being a volatile one? We have both opportunities right before us. We can choose to act highly inappropriately, or we can choose to usher in peace into any and every situation. Christ followers should never gain the reputation for being explosive, divisive kind of people, but rather we should live in such a way where we are known for harmony and for unity. There is always two ways to say something or to do something. In this morning's context, there's a peaceful way or a volatile way. Christ is calling us to be people of peace. The third thing I would offer us this morning is the peace of Christ brings a taste of heaven to earth. Peace is often most present when it shouldn't be present at all. at least from the worldly point of view. True peace is prevalent when life all around is at war. I don't think I can explain that adequately, and we certainly can't manufacture it, but maybe this story can help us understand it. In 1956, when Steve Saint was 5 years old, his father, Nate, flew with four other missionaries into the jungles of Ecuador to make contact with what was then the most dangerous tribe known to man, the Wadoni. After several months of peaceful talks and exchanging peaceful gifts with the natives, quite suddenly, these five men were brutally killed by some of the tribesmen. Years later, Steve found out that a tribe member named Minkayi had delivered the final blow that ultimately killed his father and his father's friends. When Steve's aunt decided to stay in Ecuador and minister to the Wadoni tribe from a distance, Steve and his sister Kathy decided that they would go and visit her every summer until her death, and that's exactly what happened. At the age of 14, Steve and his sister decided that they were ready to be baptized, and the place that they wanted to do their baptisms was in the river in Ecuador where their father's body had been found. And what's more to this story is Minkayi and another man that were a part of that attack are the ones that Steve and Kathy asked to baptize them. Steve has said in numerous interviews that he has never forgotten the pain of losing his father. Listen to what he says. Here's a picture of Steve and Minkayi on the screen. I cannot imagine not loving Minkayi, a man who has adopted me as his own son. What the old Wadani meant for evil, God has used for good, because those five men were willing to die. Everyone else in that tribe now has life in God. Listen, when the peace of Christ is our soul's foundation, the walls of our life will be stable. This famous story of martyred missionaries and their families could have been much different. What's the alternative? Could have been much different. It could have been a story filled with rage and bitterness and revenge. But they chose to press into something different, into a different kind of mindset where God can work wonders. Because of the forgiveness that was granted, the peace of Christ was received both by the Christians, but it was also received as a gift to that Wadoni tribe that desperately needed Jesus Christ. And so we too can daily surrender our all to Jesus. When the storms of life threaten, when things get difficult, and they will get difficult, it's Jesus' peace that keeps us grounded and secure. And our actions flow from that peace within, to reflect our God to a hurting world. Let me close with this. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may he be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. And may we as his people reflect that same peace to the world that so desperately needs him and that needs his peace. This morning, maybe your soul is warring, as we described in the beginning. Maybe you had a moment there where the Spirit of God was convicting you. The only way to find peace is to surrender your life to Jesus. And if you have never done that, if you've never confessed Jesus as Lord and given your life to him in baptism, don't leave here this morning ignoring that prompting from the Spirit of God. You act on that this morning and you be faithful. And you will receive a peace that passes all understanding. We would love to minister and to serve you in any way this morning while we stand and sing this song. Let's stand and sing together. When